Support for KPLU comes from the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture, with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
Welcome. It's a special Blue Plate special featuring Janava Magnus and her band. Janava Magnus, winner of 7 BMA Awards, Blues Music Association. I stopped counting after 7, including B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. And she's just released a brand new CD, Love Wins Again. Last I checked, it was number 5 on the Billboard Blues charts and number 1 on the Roots Music Report, which is a very influential music chart. So congratulations, Janava Magnus and band, and welcome to our studio session.
Thanks, John. How are you doing?
Great. So why don't you hit us with a tune? Is this from the new album, I hope?
Yes, it is. Let's do the title track, shall we?
Perfect.
This is Love Wins Again, because it does. Woo-hoo, oh yeah, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Love wins again, woo-hoo, yeah, woo-hoo. Love wins again. You say you're done fussing and fighting, your patience wearing away past then. Up to here with all the lonely, this is where we begin, yeah. This is so much more than a romance, crystal clear right from the start. We fit together now in any kind of weather. You open my heart. Need to doubt it, 'cause love wins again. Sorrow's all the way over. Baby, I guarantee we're walking in four-leaf clovers. Love wins again. Baby, listen, I got some news now. Birds are singing out from the trees. Oh, yeah. There ain't any better time than the present. If you believe it can be, no, we're no wrong way about it. Honey, it's plain to see, 'cause we never need to doubt it. Love wins again, sorrow's all the way over. But baby, I guarantee, I swear we're walking in four-leaf clovers. Love wins again. Like a drunken fighter, you're swinging right with all of your might. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Better drop the gloves and just feel the love. I swear we'll start tonight.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
There's no wrong way about it. Maybe it's plain to see. We never need to doubt it. Love wins again, sorrow's all the way over. Baby, I guarantee you, we're walking in four-leaf clovers. Love wins again, and again, and again, oh yeah. Sorrow's all the way over. Baby, I guarantee you, know we're walking in.
Janava Magnus and her band live in a special KPLU studio session. It's wonderful. And I'm going to introduce the band real quick. On the guitar, Garrett DeLoyan, bass, Gary Davenport, and Matt Teku on the drums. And working a little shorthanded today with guitarist Zach Zunis out missing in action. So we're hoping to get him back for tonight's show, Jazz Alley.
He has the chronic plague. That's
oh,
right.
No.
We're fixing that.
Okay, we got a cure for that.
That's right.
So that's wonderful. That's the title tune from the new record just released, Love Wins Again. It's been out a couple of weeks now and already charting significantly. So I know that you've done a lot of material over the last few years and many times doing songs that other people have written, and now you're kind of moving into a new chapter, writing some of your own tunes. And I know I've seen you play the diddly bow. I've seen you play the rub board. Do you play any other instruments?
You know, I used to play a little bit of percussion, but the truth of the matter is that... you know, I have pretty intense arthritis in my hands, so it turns into a challenge to do those kinds of things. I think probably banging on stuff didn't help.
Uh-huh. So then how do you go about writing a song, then, if you're not playing an instrument? If you're, you know, writing lyrics, do you work with other specific songwriters, or do you work with your producer, Dave Darling? Or
yeah, pretty much it's collaborative. It has to be for me. And, you know, I'm more on the lyric side. Sometimes I'll get a melody or a cadence or a groove idea, but primarily it's lyrics, yeah.
So what does a producer like Dave Darling bring to the game? Because I know I've heard you rave about him, saying, oh, he's the guy. So what does he bring? What does he do for you? Is
he
a muse for you? Or
in a lot of ways, I think he, I don't know if he's a muse as much as he, like, cracks that open and extracts it. He helps pull it out from me, through me, and because of my baseline of starting with that process, meaning I didn't want to do it in the first place, I just didn't want to do it, just totally Sylvester the cat, no, you know, that I needed to have someone, if it was going to happen at all, that I really trusted, and I totally trust him. So he brings countless things. His creativity, his own musicality, his sensibility, his understanding of me, the closeness that we have as friends for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just find that very easily, at least I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty priceless for me.
So And Love Wins Again is one of the tunes that you co-wrote. So is there a story there? I mean, I know there's a story there.
Of course there's a story. He wrote the track,
uh-huh,
and he sent it to me in typical Dave Darling fashion, and he said, yeah, write the lyric. We need it. Come on. We're late. Come on. We're behind. Just hurry up and just get it written. And I listened and masticated as I do in my process and literally sat at my desk. It was about somewhere between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be when it comes through a lot. And listened and basically stared at a blank piece of paper until blood came out of my forehead. And I just... The first thing that came was Love Wins Again.
It's a great image.
Love Wins Again. And a lot of the focus with the record is, you know, we go into the process thinking about what's current. What is current? What is accurate now? What is true today? You know, that's really the focal point. And it turns out that that's the story. And I kept having these images of these boxing gloves.
Right. The picture, I mean, on the cover, you with the boxing gloves,
yeah,
draped over your shoulder.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Doesn't come easy.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what does any, you know, I mean, I guess there's people that get it easy. Life, terms of life, stuff from life, relationships. I don't know those people. But I hear they're out there.
So can you take us to another tune from the record?
Yeah, let's do one that actually Dave wrote for. Everything was written for the record. This is a solo effort on Dave's part. And, you know, it's about another form of love, which, as I see it, is also acceptance. It's called Just Another Lesson. Just frustrated, and you don't really mean those things you say. You're throwing words just like a hatchet at a tree. Don't chop me down today. I guess everyone deserves a little leeway. Just not when it makes some others bleed. But do you really throw your love out like a mattress on the street when it's time to leave?
And I know I should know by now. But sometimes that thing that you fight for is gone when you turn around. You might say that it's all meant to be, but it's just another lesson to me. Once we were so strong and honest, then winter came along and took our strength. But soon enough the honest left. Now you're throwing in your window, wondering where our future went, where it went. And I know I should know by now, but sometimes that thing that you fight for is gone when you turn around. You might say that it's all meant to be, but it's just another lesson to me. La 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 la. You're just frustrated, and you don't really mean those words you say, or say what you want, it won't matter, I don't hear you anyway.
That's Janava Magnus and her band here live on KPLU, a special studio session. And thank you so much for coming in, you guys. And the band, of course, Garrett DeLoyne on guitar, Gary Davenport bass, Matt Teku on the drums. And so you did something a couple of years ago that I thought was very brave. You started your own record label, and you left what was Alligator Records, arguably the world's biggest blues label. That's pretty brave to do. And I'm not looking for anything dirt about Alligator. I'm just wondering what led to that. What pushed you over the line that said, you know what, I'm just doing this myself.
Thanks for asking about that. You know, Alligator's a great team. There's no question about that. But here's the short version. It becomes very clear what the next indicated action is. And that's really what it was. What do I need to do next? And what I needed to do was put out that next record, which was titled Original, and you had us here for that cycle of a release. And what was very clear was that I needed to do that, you know, solo meal. I had to do it. And so made the very exhilarating and terrifying decision, you know, and leapt off the end of the high dive.
So are you the president?
I'm the president of Fathead Records.
Madam President. All
I'm
right.
The big Fathead.
All right. Love it. I love it. So, and I'm wondering, is that part of your adapting to the new model of the music business? As we're kind of, the music business is in, no one knows exactly what's happening, but there's a lot of things, people, it's all digital. You know, you have to be online and YouTube and, you know, are you trying to move to a new model, and or are you still selling albums and kind of doing it the way it's always been done?
The combination of both of those things, truly, John.
I guess I'm looking for someone who has some digital success stories. You know, I'm not finding any. I'm asking a lot of the musicians I know. Do you know anyone that's really making it big, you know, with Pandora and Spotify? And I mean, besides Taylor Swift and those people, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just curious.
Nobody's making it big with Spotify and the downloading, you know, the streaming stuff. Nobody is making it big with that because it's set up, the infrastructure, you know, the skeleton of that is not set up for favorable outcome for the artist.
For the artist,
period.
Right.
It's not going to be that. So if that's where you're looking to make your money, there are people in the industry. I mean, I could go on. You could have just opened a hornet's nest.
No, let's not.
But I'm just saying simply nobody's going to make it off of that. So, you know, am I still the record store on wheels traveling from hell to breakfast? Absolutely. That's how we ended up in Seattle and happy for that. Has it become harder? Absolutely. Is it necessary to change? Yes. Is the process of a caterpillar excruciating? I suspect so. You know, so am I the president of Fathead Records? Yes, I am. I also merged for the new release with another indie label titled Blue Elan. We joined forces. I'm super stoked about that because it's a very good team and forward moving for where I want to be moving forward. So I'm very grateful for that. Is it more work than it ever was? You bet.
Okay.
Like, what am I going to do?
Right.
What's the alternative? You want fries with that? I did that job too.
Yeah.
Hotel maid did that job too.
Okay, so now my next area is talking about radio, and I'm kind of headed somewhere with this. So what role does radio still play for you?
Radio is critical for me as an independent artist, you know.
And is it public radio or is it commercial radio as well?
You know, both, but the truth, what's accurate to say is that I always have, and I believe I always will, get more support and more authenticity in that support from public radio. You know, artists like me don't make it without public radio. End stop. That's it. We don't make it without public radio. I'm always incredibly grateful for the support from public radio, you know, from the little guys, you know, what's considered in the industry standard as the little guy, which is public radio. Although KPLU is
we have several hundred thousand listeners.
In the scope of little guy, you're the big guy, you know, which is magnificent.
Well, we're so happy to have you, Janava Magnus and her band live on a special KPLU studio session. So we got time for one more.
Great.
I'd love to hear another one from the new record.
Let's do, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, When You Hold Me. Now when the lights go lower and everything feels right, it's been a long, long day now, darling, but you make it all right. Nobody knows,
nobody knows
the places we go.
When you hold me, when you hold me, darling, when you hold me, everything is all right. It's all right. I'm alive in this moment, just you and me alone, riding high on this emotion, 'cause in your arms I'm home. Well, everyone knows, I'm a fool for you, yeah, yeah. 'Cause you feel so true when you hold me. When you hold me, darling, when you hold me, everything is all right. It's all right, all right now. When you hold me. Everything everything is all right, all right. Everything is all right now. Everything is all right, all right. Mm-hmm. When you hold me, when you hold me, darling, when you hold me.
Yeah.